I'm talking to David Walsh, a local community pharmacist, about insect bites and stings. So David, what insects are likely to bite or sting you in this country?
In this country, Sue, we're basically you're talking about stings, you're talking about bees or wasps, and bites, what we call commonly called midges, mosquitoes, midges, that sort of thing. Bees and wasps will tend to sting you if they feel threatened. It's a defence mechanism for bees and wasps. Wasps, when the nests tend to break down in autumn, sort of September time, they do seem to become angry. So if you see a wasp flying around at that sort of time, they tend to, you know, attack picnics and land in your drinks and that sort of thing. Try not to sort of, you know, waft your arms around and try and swat them. You're better off if you can try to move away from them. Bees will tend to sting you as a if they feel threatened. So if you think you're going to squash them or harm them in any way, mosquitoes and midges actually bite you to feed. So they're actually seeking you out to bite you. So the best thing to do for midges is probably insect repellent to try and prevent them biting you in the first place, or cover up. You know, if you're going somewhere where it's there's going to be water usually, you know, wear long sleeves, perhaps a hat or something, but use insect repellent as well.
So if you do get bitten or stung, what sort of treatment is there?
For stings in particular, which tend to be the most painful, insect bites tend to be itchy and a bit irritating. Stings can be actually very painful from bees and wasps. You normally, as soon as you can, wash the affected area with soap and water, just in case any dirt in there. Perhaps put the cold compress or a cloth or a flannel with cold water on. Press that onto the area. That'll cool the area down and hopefully avoid any kind of swelling and complications setting in. Don't scratch the area as well. Try not to scratch the sting, even if it is itchy, because there's a chance you could break the skin with your nails and introduce sort of infections and foreign bodies and that sort of thing as well.
So you've mentioned, you know, complications with stings and bites. Are there any situations where we should be worried about a bite or a sting?
If the sting or the bite sort of becomes red and angry after a few hours or a day, then you can actually put antihistamine creams on or steroid creams, which will actually reduce the inflammation in the area of the sting. You can take antihistamine tablets as well, which again reduce the inflammation in the area. Though the tablets are particularly useful if you've got a lot of bites, or if they're on your face, because some of the creams you can't actually put on your face. So if you get bitten or stung on your face, the tablets probably are a better option. If the bite or the sting starts to blister, or it looks as if it's becoming infected, so it's very swollen, very sore, or you end up, you know, you get sort of what we call tracking, so you get lines of red lines coming up your arm, then for blisters and possible infections, you'd see your doctor, would refer you to the GP.
Thanks, David.